Introduction. Edwin Grant Hamilton still remained within the confines of the Montana State Prison, where I met him in 1979. I had listened to many of the men's stories while supervisor of the inmate paint crew, but Edwin's, in particular, touched me so deeply that I decided to write about it. Edwin was given the nickname Pappy by the young men who've turned to him when they entered prison. Faced with fear about the uncertainty of prison life, they found him comforting and thus named him Pappy. Pappy is a short, slender man with thinning brown hair, brown eyes, and a pleasant personality. His scarred and roughened skin reflects the years he's spent in prison. His greatest prison pleasures are coffee and hand-rolled Bugler cigarettes. He'd much prefer a pack of Pall Malls, but his meager budget doesn't stretch that far. The average inmate's salary is $21 a month, and prices at their commissary are the same as at the local grocery store. I was fascinated by the circumstances which subtly but inevitably propelled Pappy into a life of crime. He was the son and grandson of prominent Wyoming physicians. Soon after Pappy's birth, in 1924, his mother left his father and returned to Red Lodge, Montana. Pappy's father ended his life with a revolver placed against his right temple in June of 1924, when Pappy was 2 months old. Mabel Hamilton never contacted the Hamilton family again, and Pappy was raised by her parents in Red Lodge, Montana. Pappy's mother lied to him about the true facts of his father's death. Her version was that Dr. Hamilton had been murdered by a drug-addicted patient. She even elaborated the story to the extent that the murderer was caught and prosecuted 5 years after the murder. I discovered the truth while researching Pappy's story in 1982. Was it his mother's secret of Dr. Hamilton's alcoholism and suicide, or was it Pappy's own obsession with alcohol that led him down the tumultuous path of destruction? The secret that his mother kept, whether from guilt or to protect her son, eventually led to her own death. This is not the story of an ordinary criminal, but rather the story of a man caught up in a world within which he could not function. Boyhood naivety did not prepare him for a society that inflicted stark reality. Pappy's story is told in his own words, with minor editorial adjustments. The first 20 chapters are told before he found out the facts surrounding his father's death. I am sure the reader will be as intrigued as I was by the circumstances which propelled this man inexorably onto his destructive path. A man without goals who hated prisons as much as he depended upon them. Pappy's story as told to Grace Larson. I wanted to let Grace write about my life in hopes that there will be some insight into the reasons some of us lead a life of crime. Was it the first crimes I committed, the environment I was in, or could it have been my upbringing? I hope that through my story, there will be at least one thing in it that will prove that a criminal is not born, but made that way through his trials and tribulations. Edwin Grant Hamilton, Pappy.